KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm here in Studio 1A, your host, Jack Anderson. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers today. I'm here with Austin's own Basketball Shorts. How you guys doing?
Great.
Woo!
Party. Really good.
All right, and I'm going to be talking to Ben Shorts today. What are we going to be starting with, Ben?
This song is called Looking. It's the first track off of our new album.
That was Looking by Basketball Shorts. I'm here in Studio 1A with Ben Shorts, the vocalist and guitar player for Austin's own Basketball Shorts. So, first and foremost, how'd the name of the band come about?
Oh, well, like a lot of things that come around with our band, it started as a joke. And like all things that we do, we took the joke to another level and took it too far. And then our friend just said, we listen to a band called Mean Jeans a lot. And he said, well, what's your band called? Basketball Shorts? I said, actually, sure. And so we ran with it, and it sounded so fun, and we just had a good time, and people seemed to respond pretty well to it, so we kept it.
Awesome. Well, I love it. So you guys, you bill yourselves as party punk.
Yeah.
And I got to ask, what exactly makes it different than other subgenres of punk? I mean, I hear elements of classic 77 style in your music, like Ramones, alternative punk, like NoFX. I hear some elements of that. What would you define party punk as?
Sure. It's the kind of music that, for me, when I listen to, you know, bands that we enjoy, kind of like Teenage Bottle Rocket and, like I said, Mean Jeans, it's the kind of music that as soon as we listen to it, we just started partying. There's fist pumping. We want to drink together, you know, and that's the kind of music that I wanted to... That's the kind of music I wanted to write. I wanted to write music so when we're playing like a party or a house show, everybody's going to get involved no matter what. And we want to bring you up, and we want to get you to our level, and we want you to party with us. So it's that's where we got party punk. Because, I mean, like, just regular punk, it's not a downer, you know? We're not singing songs about the government. I mean... we could get political. It hasn't happened yet, but we're too busy partying for that.
So I got the inspiration in terms of your human connection to the music, but what sort of artists do you guys, as a group and then individually, listen to?
Right now, I mean, like, we've all kind of... we listen to the Ramones a lot. I mean, like, since we were kids, I think Darren and I especially, Got to the Ramones, that really just kind of, it just, we listened to more and more music, and Darren and I worked at the college radio station together, and so we were listening to everything. But then it got back to, it's like, man, what do we like the best now? Like, if we could bring it all together, and it was the Ramones, and then we started listening to a lot of Marked Men and Radioactivity, both bands that come from North Texas, where I'm from, and I have a lot of influence from. So I would say, yeah, the Ramones are a huge influence for us, as well as, you know, Radioactivity and Marked Men, and like I already said, Mean Jeans. I don't know if I'm going to say it again. Am I going to say it again one more time in the interview? Maybe. But yeah, that's the kind of music that we listen to that we wanted to play.
So
and
is
that
it
kind of inspires us?
Because you draw so much energy from that house party scene, the kind of cacophony of everyone jumping around, they're drinking beers and throwing pizzas at each other or whatever.
That happened. Yeah.
I can't imagine that wouldn't happen. Is it tough to get into the studio after just knowing that that's where your guy's element is, really, in that live thing? Can you keep that energy up when you're in the studio?
Well, once we get together, the element's already there. I mean, once you're around some of your best friends, I mean, like, you're already in a party mood, and you're already having a good time together just because being in their presence, and it inspires me. And once we start rocking, and man, that's when it doesn't matter whether or not it's at a house party, if it's a studio, if it's we're sitting in a car together, you know, it's like we find ways to make fun, and we'd find ways to have fun together. So that element's always around me whenever I'm with these guys.
Beautiful. You've got this new record, Hot and Ready. First question, is it a Little Caesars reference?
Yeah, I mean, it's a piece of reference, sure. Yeah, it's a Little Caesars reference. And I don't know if you got to see it, but we're actually delivering the record to people when they ordered it in a pre-sales in a Little Caesars box. So I guess you could take it that far. Yeah, it's a Little Caesars reference. It's a pizza reference, but it's about, you know, the love that you have. It's kind of it's love you have for pizza, also the love that you have for a person. And, you know, if you could put them together, I mean, like, what better thing?
So it's your fourth release, 11 tracks. Where can fans find it or purchase that?
Cool. So you can get it on all of the label websites at Austin Town Hall and at Fleeting Youth, and also on the Basketball Shorts Bandcamp. But coming soon, I think as soon as July 1st, we'll have it available at record stores around town. I know that a lot of people have been inquiring about ordering it online and shipping it to different parts of the country. You can always do that through Austin Town Hall, their blog spot, also the Fleeting Youth Record Store, as well as our Bandcamp.
Okay, and so this is your fourth release, and I was doing a little bit of homework on you. So you had Genevieve and then the Total BS EP. Those were both in 2013.
That's
and
right. Come a long way, huh?
Yeah, and then in 2014, you had the Houston session. So is this the longest you've spent on a recording or longest you've spent between recordings?
I would say it was the longest we spent between recordings. We went through some lineup changes. One of our buddies, Casey, who started the band with us, moved back to North Texas. And then at that point, Darren and I were like, well, what do we do? And we decided to add Adam, our drummer. Say, what's up, Adam? And then Bench over here on lead guitar. What's up?
Hey, hi.
So we added them. And then after that, we kind of found our sound again and found the sound that we were kind of pushing for. And then as soon as we were able to dial that in, it said, all right, it's studio time. And about 4 months after they joined the band, that's when we hit the studio and fleshed out the songs and recorded it.
So you're going to be releasing Hot and Ready Thursday, June 30th at Cheer Up Charlie's. Who's going to be playing with
That's
you?
That's right, man. And what a lineup it is. So we got Papa Burns, which is one of my favorite bands in town. Also the Fleshlights, which I love and we share a practice space with, so we get to hang out with them every now and then. But one of my favorite things is we're going to play with Foreign Mothers, who are actually reuniting for the show. And of course, you know, it's filled with some awesome people, and I can't be more excited. They haven't played in about 3 years, so Foreign Mothers is reuniting for the Basketball Shorts show, and I think they're going to play some more shows after that, but we were happy that they, you know, ours was the one that they chose to get back together, so, you know, Steffi Mueller's in a bunch of bands. He recently played with Thelma and the Swedes, and then Kana plays in Zetas, and she sings in Foreign Mothers as well, so it's just awesome to have them together and be able to play with them, too.
Can I ask you guys to play another tune?
Yeah, sure. I think we're going to play Magic Legs. So this song is about Forrest Gump. Well, it's really about Lieutenant Dan, but it's about my favorite character in Forrest Gump, and Lieutenant Dan. And we saw that movie, and we loved it so much that we wrote a funny song about it, and we loved it at the end when he said Magic Legs. He was like, Lieutenant Dan, you got new legs. And he's like, that's right, Forrest. It's titanium alloy, just like on the space shuttle. And Forrest Gump says, magic legs. So we thought it was so cool. We wrote this song. And we're going to kick it off when Lieutenant Dan comes to meet Forrest at the dock. You ready, Darren?
Yeah, let's do it.
So Lieutenant Dan's like, oh, I figured I'd try out my sea legs.
But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Magic legs!
Magic Legs from Austin's Own.
Magic Legs!
He said it right there. Magic Legs from Austin's Own Basketball Shorts. I'm here speaking with frontman and guitarist Ben Shorts.
What's up, man?
Y'all sound great. Great energy right there.
Oh, thanks.
Is that another one off of Hot and Ready?
Yeah, that's the last track on Hot and Ready. And we like that song. We like playing that song, so... People love that song, too.
I mean, I'm a sucker for movie dialogue and lyrics, so that's definitely, you won me over at least. I forgot to ask before, what format is that going to come out on, Hot and Ready?
So we have it on vinyl right now, vinyl and digital download. Maybe eventually we'll do like a release for cassette or CD, but right now you can get the record, and man, it's beautiful. I don't know if you've seen it. I can attest because it's my record, but it's clear with white and blue smoky trails all over it, and so it's really dope.
So you can get a copy of Hot and Ready Thursday, June 30th at Cheer Up Charlie's. Thank you so much, guys, for coming into the studio.
Dude, thank you, Jack.
So this is going to conclude the broadcast portion, but Basketball Shorts is going to record another song that's going to be available on our website, kutx.org, within the next 48 hours. You've been listening to Basketball Shorts here in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our wonderful producers. I've been your host, Jack Anderson. You've got it on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.